This is Money Matters on the IWAG for Business Radio Network, brought to you by the Propane Education and Research Council. I'm Riley Smith. Several Midwest governors recently penned a letter to Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lee Zeldin to talk about renewable fuel standards. We'll have more right after this.
With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now, participating in the Propane Farm Research Program can impact your bottom line. Share your propane equipment performance data and you can receive compensation, like up to $5,000 towards towable generators and generators for backup power, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. To take advantage of all the ways propane is better for your bottom line, start your application today at propane.com/PFRP.
Earlier this month, several Midwest governors, including Governors Kim Reynolds, Larry Rodin, Jim Pillen, and Mike Kehoe, sent a letter to Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lee Zeldin, urging the EPA to establish a 2026 RVO of no less than 15 billion gallons for conventional ethanol and 5.25 billion gallons for biomass-based diesel. These are the same volumes that the Clean Fuels Alliance and other allied farm groups asked for in March. Paul Winters, CFA, Director of Public Affairs and Federal Communications, said it's great to see the support from that group of governors.
They explicitly asked EPA to establish the 2026 RFS volumes with 15 billion gallons for conventional ethanol and 5.25 billion gallons for biomass-based diesel, which is consistent with what Clean Fuels, the Farm Bureau, American Soybean, the Oilseed Processors Association, and other feedstock and farm groups have asked for and recommended to EPA. So that letter was organized by Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds, and congratulations to her on her retirement plans. It was signed on by Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen, South Dakota Governor Larry Rodin, and Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe.
For more information, visit cleanfuels.org. You can find this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.